The Peace Boat. It's time for tourism to claim its role as a global peace industry and a force of good in a troubled world. May this story inspire and remind those who are our leaders to fight for a world that does not end within national borders. Andreas Larentzakis, the executive director for the International Institute for Peace through Tourism in Australia, shares this heartwarming story from 1999 as a testimony on how travel promotes peace and can put a smile on people in good and bad times. International Institute for Peace through Tourism IIPT Peace through Tourism. Brisbane, Australia. Andreas slowly walked from his apartment block in Brisbane, Australia, to his travel office. It was just after 9 a.m., and all of his staff were at work, engaged in one of the most exciting projects the company had ever put together. His company had chartered a ship for a Millennium Cruise, which would take some 250 Australians, most of them relatives of servicemen, to Anzac Cove at the Gallipoli Peninsula in Turkey. National Day of Remembrance. This was to commemorate the 85th Anzac Day anniversary of what Australians consider a National Day of Remembrance, dedicated to those who fought and died during the 8-month campaign, which started with the landing at the Gallipoli Peninsula on the morning of 25 April, 1915. Close to 10,000 Australians lost their lives, and more than 90,000 Turks died protecting their country. Remembrance Day, Australian War Memorial. The Australian War Memorial commemorated Remembrance Day 2024 with the national ceremony on Monday, November 11. The phone was unusually busy this morning of 17 August, 1999 as Shirley, the office manager, walked into Andreas' office. There was a strong earthquake in Istanbul, and lots of people have died. We do not know yet if any travelers were killed or have been affected, Shirley said in an anxious voice, holding back her tears. The 7.4 Izmit earthquake in Turkey. Izmit earthquake of 1999, Marmara region, magnitude 7.4, aftershocks, Britannica. Izmit earthquake of 1999, devastating earthquake that struck near the city of Izmit in northwestern Turkey on August 17, 1999. Thousands of people were killed, and large parts of a number of mid-sized towns and cities were destroyed. The earthquake, which occurred on the northernmost strand of the. Soon after, all telephone lines were busy with people calling to cancel their holidays to Turkey, while others were inquiring about relatives there. Later in the afternoon, it was established that no tourists were injured and most of the hotels and the Turkish monuments were unaffected. The epicenter of the earthquake was north of Istanbul and had severely affected the town of Izmit and the surrounding area, where thousands of people had been killed. Andreas was at a loss trying to reconcile his sadness for the devastation in Turkey and settle his concern about the financial damage to his travel business. "How can you think about business when thousands of people have just lost their lives?" a little voice cried inside him. When he raised his head again, Jody, one of his travel consultants, was standing before him with a shy smile. "You know," Jody said, "not everybody is canceling. I had a client who said, 'I am not canceling, it is now more than ever Turkey needs Australian tourists.'" iturbonews.com. Turkey needs Australian peace tourists. In a flush of inspiration, Andreas picked up his phone to call his PR company. "Please write this title down," he said to Satu, his PR consultant. "It is now more than ever that Turkey needs Australian tourists." Compass Holidays commits $10 for each person who travels to Turkey in 2000. All monies collected will go towards the people affected by the earthquake. "Please prepare a press release," he continues with urgency. The next day, Andreas is sitting among 10 other Australian tour operators specializing in Turkey, who have also agreed to make the same offer to their client base. This was the first time that competitors, instead of fighting for market share, jointly contributed to a PR campaign to benefit people affected by the earthquake. At the same time, they were naturally promoting their travel businesses. The Turkish consul, also present at this meeting, commented with some emotion. "The Greek-Australian in Turkey. Sir, I never expected a Greek-Australian to come forward with this initiative. You will be pleased to learn," he continued, "that the first crew who reached and assisted the earthquake victims yesterday in Turkey was also Greek. The press worldwide commented that the Greek crews being the first to reach the disaster area in Turkey was a paradigm shift in the politically strained relationships between the two countries. Arcadia crews sailed. The Arcadia cruise ship sailed leisurely into the Dardanelles with 240 Australians quietly watching the coast where over 100,000 people lost their lives 85 years earlier. Their solemn, reflective faces were a poignant contrast to the rugged coastline, which had borne witness to the loss of life of thousands of young soldiers. It was a beautiful spring morning on April 23, 2000. 2 days later, on the April 25th, all of the people on board would participate in the dawn service marking the 85th Gallipoli commemorations. However, not everybody was on deck. Franco, Gail, Casilda, Gloria, and Zag, representing a U.S. organization called Airline Ambassadors, were busy filling dozens of colorful plastic bags and boxes. Toys, toothpaste, school supplies, and of course cakes. Little toy bears, dolls, pencils, toothpaste, soap cakes, school supplies, and hundreds of t-shirts offered by the Greek captain were among the things being packed away with care and pride. The next morning, upon arrival in Istanbul, a small van and an army truck supplied by the Red Cross parked at the dock, while the ship's crew loaded all the plastic bags and boxes. Soon after, Andreas, his wife Nicolene, and the airline ambassadors boarded the van, which was followed by the truck, and headed northeast of Istanbul to Izmit. They were to deliver the material aid donated by the Australian tourists on board Arcadia to the earthquake victims of Turkey. iturbonews.com. The city of Izmit. They all struggled with mixed emotions as they reached the scene of devastation before arriving at the tent city of Izmit. The small group was greeted by the lieutenant responsible for the logistics of this makeshift village. He explained that close to 1 million people were affected by the earthquake. He was deeply thankful for the visit and proudly explained how the whole operation, of taking care of this many people, was run. On the left wall was a notice board outlining the countries that had provided various levels of material help and assistance. "Poorer countries like India have given the most," exclaimed Gail. On the opposite wall, dozens of handmade cards, sent by school kids from around the world, were displayed. "It must be so hard for you there," one of them read. "We are thinking of you, we love you," words swimming between little drawn flowers, cute hearts, and butterflies. Soon after, it was time to meet the people of Izmit. A soldier pushed the trolley with several plastic bags full of presents, followed by the group of visitors, making Turkish children laugh. Within seconds, the Turkish kids laughing and jostling, surrounded the group. One little girl tightly hugged a yellow toy duck almost bigger than herself, and a young boy took three teddy bears, waving at his little sisters, reassuring them of their presence. It took no more than 20 minutes, and the party was over. Kadir explained to the group that the rest of the supplies would be distributed more systematically later. A Turkish woman waved at Andreas to follow, and soon the group found themselves in the village coffee shop. Half an hour later, the kids reappeared with their local teacher, who explained in English that they had made presents for the visitors. "We have taken away with us so much more than we brought." As the little van pulled away, followed by the kids, everyone was affected and humbled by this experience. "We have taken away with us so much more than we brought," murmured Franco of Airline Ambassadors, reflecting everybody's feelings. That night, as the ship sailed away from Istanbul, Andreas was on deck enjoying the quiet of the evening, and as he gazed at the sky, he remembered what he had read in a book some time ago. "Shoot for the moon. Even if you miss, you will land among the stars."